them, Lord. You see where they are. You see what they're going through. You see where they've been, Lord Jesus. You see what's going on in their lives, Lord Jesus. I ask that you touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, for you said in your word that by your stripes that we were healed. Word being past tense, meaning that it's already done. Lord, I ask that you continue to help your people, oh God. Help us in the days and the weeks and the years to come, oh God. Help us to know, Lord Jesus, that Lord, that you're Jehovah Jireh and that you are our provider, that you're Jehovah Nissi, Lord Jesus, that you fight our battles. Lord Jesus, we just give your name the honor and the praise on today, Lord Jesus. We honor you, Lord Jesus, in this place of worship today. Lord, we ask that you saturate the atmosphere, oh God. Lord, you ask that you have your way in this place on today, Lord. Some may be at their bedside. Some may be online by computer. Some may be, Lord Jesus, even at work, oh God. But Lord, nonetheless, Lord Jesus, you're able. Lord Jesus, you're wonderful. You're kind. And we love you, Lord. And we praise your name, Lord. And we give your name all the honor, all the praise, Lord Jesus, the glory and the power, Lord, for it belongs to you and you alone, Lord Jesus. And we want to say we thank you for that. On this day, oh God. Lord, I ask that, Lord, that you use me in a mighty way on this morning, oh God. Lord, that you use me the way that you see fit, oh Lord. Lord Jesus, I go forth, Lord Jesus, and do what it is that you call us to do, Lord Jesus, and touch what you call us to touch, Lord Jesus, and say what you have of us to say, oh God. Lord Jesus, for the whole world, Lord Jesus, has come to this point, Lord Jesus, to give your name the honor and the praise on this day, oh God. Lord Jesus, that they acknowledge, Lord Jesus, not only that you live, Lord Jesus, but that you died. And we know that you died for the remission of our sins. And Lord Jesus, I ask that you continue to strengthen us, Lord Jesus. Lord, help us, Lord Jesus, to go into the highways and the byways and compel them to come, oh God. Lord Jesus, I ask, Lord Jesus, that you come into us right now, oh God. For it's your anointing, Lord Jesus, that destroys the yoke and set the captive free. Lord Jesus, it's your anointing, oh God, Lord Jesus, that helps us, Lord Jesus, to see, Lord Jesus, to feel, Lord Jesus, to move, Lord Jesus, to know what to say and what not to say, oh God. Lord Jesus, to know where to go and where not to go, oh God. And Lord Jesus, we acknowledge you on today. We acknowledge you on today, Lord Jesus. We know, Lord Jesus, Lord, it's because of you, Lord Jesus, that we move and we have our being, Lord Jesus, but we might as well not move at all unless we move in you, oh God. Lord, I ask, Lord Jesus, that this be more, Lord Jesus, that it's not entertainment, oh God. But this is something that we live, oh God. It's something that we move in, Lord Jesus. It's something that we believe in, oh God, Lord Jesus. For we know, Lord Jesus, your power, Lord Jesus. We know that you're soon to come, oh God. And Lord Jesus, in this moment, oh God, Lord, we talk to you, Lord Jesus. We talk to you, Lord Jesus, as tender as possible, oh God. To know, Lord Jesus, that we're not a perfect people. That we're not a perfect people, Lord Jesus. But that we're forgiven by you, Lord Jesus, that we're forgiven by you, Lord Jesus, that we are loved by you, Lord Jesus, and we love you with all our hearts, minds, bodies, and souls, and spirit, Lord Jesus, to know, Lord Jesus, no matter where I am on this day, that you are here. You are here, that you are here, Lord. And Lord, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for those, Lord Jesus, who are watching online, Lord Jesus, those who are on via Zoom, Lord, those who are watching on our website, Lord Jesus, those, Lord Jesus, who are listening via podcast live, oh God, Lord Jesus, for the many platforms that you've given us, Lord Jesus, to express your word on this day, Lord, I ask that, Lord Jesus, we do it justice, oh God, Lord Jesus, that they come to know you, Lord Jesus, in the fullness of your might and the fullness of your power, Lord Jesus, speak to us right now, Lord Jesus, speak to our hearts, Lord, speak to our minds, Lord Jesus, speak to our spirits, oh God. Speak to our bodies, oh God. Speak to us, Lord Jesus. Speak to us, oh God. Speak to us, Lord Jesus, in this day. Lord Jesus, speak to us, Lord. Forgive us of all our sins, those known and unknown to us, oh God. Even as we go forth, Lord Jesus, in communion to you on this morning, speak to us, oh God. Speak to us, Lord Jesus, for we know not the day or the hour that the Son of God shall appear. But Lord Jesus, we know that we shall be like him. And Lord Jesus, that we should see him for who he is. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't know about you out there in TV land. I don't know about you out there in internet land. But I feel a stirring of his spirit this morning. Lord Jesus, to know that he raised from the grave. To know that he got up again. They know that he gave us life. And that he's going to give us life more abundantly. I am feeling, Lord Jesus, that your power this morning, Lord, your anointing, oh God, as we go forth, Lord Jesus, in to our morning worship, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, speak, Lord, speak, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, I thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. How many of you know that power belongs to God this morning? I want you to come in with me this morning. Let's worship a little bit to know that power belongs to God. Come on, y'all know I'm not a singer by now, but I'm a worshiper nonetheless. For he said, let everything that have breath give God the praise. Everything that have breath. That means if he said that if you wouldn't praise him, that the rocks will cry out. If you wouldn't give him the glory, that the rocks will cry out for you. Come on, let's praise him. How many of you know this morning that power belongs to God? Why don't you worship me with him this morning a little while? Come on.
He is the Lord Almighty, and he is strong in battle.
Power belongs to God. How many know that power belongs to God this morning? Woo!
Too hard for God.
Come on. He got up with all power in his hand. Cast your cares, for he cares for you this morning.
I want you to cast your cares and know that He cares for you.
Nothing too hard for God. Nothing too hard for God. All of it has to stop. There is nothing too hard for God. Nothing too hard.
Come on, this is your time. If you're on social media, invite your friends, invite others to know that Safe House Church is here, and we're celebrating on this day that all power belongs to God. Now, how do you know that power belongs to God? Hallelujah. I'm so glad to know that power belongs to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But how many of you know that was something that happened over well over 2,000 years ago on Calvary? It's this day that we celebrate this. I ask that you come and you worship with me for just a little bit. Yes, Lord. This place.
It's Calvary. They don't know.
For those who may not know, Calvary is that place on that hill of Golgotha is where they put him, they stretched him wide, and he hung his head, and he died for you and I.
I see something so unreal. I see my Savior nailed to the cross. He did it all. Right here at Calvary, it pierced him in his side. Blood was pouring in his eyes. There was weeping at his feet. I fell in worship on my knees at Calvary.
Come on, worship him this morning. This is why we have life, because of what happened on Calvary. Yes, Lord.
I see my Savior nailed to the cross. He did it all.
Put
all angels to his side to carry him away. But he decided to stay in Calvary.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you for Calvary.
Hallelujah, Jesus. How many of you grateful for Calvary? Calvary is the reason why you and I even get to celebrate this day. It was what happened on Calvary that allowed us to even know him for who he is. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, we thank you for Calvary. We thank you, Lord, for you dying on the cross for us. Lord, we thank you for this being Easter Sunday, that we're here and that we're just gonna, hallelujah, we're just gonna praise his name on today. Can I talk to you for a little bit? Good morning, and welcome to the Safe House Church of Greensboro, North Carolina. Well, my name is Dr. Peter Ely. I'm the pastor, and I pastor an amazing congregation there in Greensboro, North Carolina. We may not be big in number, but we're mighty in spirit, because God said, where there are two or three in the midst, there he is. And I'm just so grateful
that God has chosen me to pastor a particular people. I'm just so grateful that they have chosen to fellowship with us. And I'm glad that you taking time out of this morning. Everybody's streaming. Everybody's everywhere and everybody's here and they there. And you could have went anybody else. You could have went anywhere else, but you chose to be here at the Safe House of Greensboro. And for that, we are forever eternally grateful. So good morning to the members of the Safe House Church, those who support us, those who pray for us, those who financially undergird us. We're just so grateful to you, those who are on Zoom, those who are on podcast live, those who are on Facebook live. Y'all, if you can see my computer right now, I got like 5 different programs going on, so I apologize if it might be a little choppy. You know, but I think next week we might be getting a bigger computer, amen? Because if this is what we got to do, this is what we got to do. But nonetheless, God is good, and we're trying to reach as many people as possible on what we call Resurrection Sunday. You know, some say, well, it's Easter, and yes, Easter is the label that has been given, but we know Easter sometimes has been connected to Ishtar, Ishtar being one of the gods of fertility. This is why you know the Easter. Oh, come on, I'm about to start preaching already. This is why we have the Easter bunny and all these things, and you know that the bunny was supposed to be, you know, it's fertile and those kind of things. But we're not gonna go there, but we're gonna celebrate that what that Jesus lived and that he died, and because of his death, that you and I get a right to the tree of life. Again, we're just so grateful. If you ever get an opportunity to come out and visit us, we ask that you do get to come and visit us. We at 1331 Cedar Park Road in the beautiful city of Greensboro, North Carolina. And I'm not going to belabor the text much longer. I know many of you come in to say, okay, what is he going to talk about today? What is today, I believe God has given us the message for us to focus on today would be blood transfusion. Blood transfusion. Do you not know there was a mighty, mighty blood transfusion that happened over 2,000 years ago? And because of that blood transfusion, you and I have the opportunity to the tree of life. Because you and I, if the truth be told, we deserve sin. I mean, not sin, but we're full of sin and we deserve death. But it was because of him that we move and we live and we have our being, but we might as well not move at all unless we move in him. All right, that's enough for the particulars as we go forth on this morning, as we transition here. So on today, let's go right into what God believe God has given us. We will finish here today with communion. So I asked many of those, if you didn't, my members, I was able to get by many of your houses and we brought communion cups for you. So we do have that. We do believe in communion. Communion is a sacred time. This is the time that we remember Christ and what he's done for us. And he tells us to do this as much as possible, to remember him with us every day. Some do it every day. Some do it once a month. Some do it once a year. But I ask that when we do get to that portion of our service, this is why I'm wearing my vestment today. Typically, I don't wear one. But on today, I ask that you take that as a serious time. It's a serious, serious time. You don't want anything. Ask God to forgive you of your sins. And if you believe that he's going to forgive your sins, that he's just to do just that. So this morning, I want to, you know, preach to you a little bit. If you follow my ministry here, you know that I'm also a preacher and a teacher, that I teach a little bit. You know, I do a little bit of both. And, you know, and God has just been so good to me. You know, the Bible said that your gift will make room for you. And even on this last week, I was acknowledged and won not a national award, but a state award, which is, you know, pretty good. Amen. And I'm just grateful for, I give God all the honor and glory. Because this ain't nothing but old country boy, y'all. Sometimes he split verbs. Sometimes things don't come out right. Sometimes things get tongue tied. But nonetheless, I trust him. I trust him. And as I get older and I find out, you know what, we got to trust him and know that he, this way is a separate way, but it's also a good way. And I wouldn't have it any other way. Amen. Amen. All right. As we go into what I believe God has given us this morning to share with you all. Amen. So let me get my slideshows ready here to go and transition into what I believe God has given us. How many of you know that God has been good to you? I don't know about you, but he's been so, so good to me. And I just want to acknowledge him for that fact on today, that he's been good to me. And I know he's been good to many of you all. He's keeping you through the coronaviruses. And even if you got it and you're still listening to me, that means you either recovered or you're on the way to recovery. And we're just so grateful for that. So I've been asked to turn the sound up. I didn't want to blast people out of there, but I will turn the sound up. Amen. Amen. You say you can't hear That's not a problem. You know, this morning I thought I was blasting people a little bit, so I turned it down a little. But if that's the good, then the sound is turned up. All right, so hopefully you all are hearing me and hearing me well. I didn't want to blast people out of there. My thing is in the yellow, so if I'm in the yellow, that means we're blasting. All right. All right, so let's go right into what I believe God has given us to share with you all on today. If I can get my slides to cooperate here. So I'm going to go with you to the book of Leviticus. Leviticus, the 17th chapter and verse 11. I'm going to go through several different scriptures here on today, and I'll ask that you can follow as much as possible. I have them on the screen for your convenience, and I have chapter and verse there to end the version, and I'm reading out of the King James Version this morning. I hope all is well. Everybody can hear me. Like my mic levels are good from where I can tell, so everything I hope is good from there. If not, somebody just kind of just send me a little message on live or whatever the case may be, and we'll go from there and we'll adjust. All right, and it says this: "For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon this the altar to make an atonement for your sins." Atonement means what? Restitution for your sin. I don't know about you, but I need somebody to have restitution for me. Sometimes I have debts and things that I've done in my life that I cannot pay. He said, "For the atonement for your souls, for it is the blood that maketh atonement for the soul." It's the blood that maketh the atonement for the soul. You know, if we know anything about the blood, that the blood, if the blood is not there, we don't have life. So therefore, how does it make atonement for the soul? Because something has to die. Something has to die. Let's read a little bit further. Leviticus 17 and 14 says this: "For it is the life of all flesh," meaning the life of all flesh. What's the life of all flesh? The blood. "The blood of it is for the life thereof. Therefore I say unto the children of Israel, ye should not eat the blood or no manner of flesh, for the life of all flesh is the blood thereof. Whosoever eateth shall be cut off." That we just don't go around drinking blood. Amen. But there's life in the blood, there's pathogens in the blood, there's antibodies in the blood, there's, you know, white blood cells in the blood. Oh, I'm getting ahead of myself. Come on, somebody. Let's keep going. I want to keep reading this to you. So then, and I'm just trying to lay down the foundation of where we're going this morning. Luke 22 and 20, and it says this: "Likewise, also the cup after the supper, saying, this cup," this is the cup he's talking about here, is the cup of communion at the Last Supper when he was giving instructions to the disciples about communion. He said, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood." That New Testament, what? That promise in my blood, which is shed for you. That blood has been shed for who? For you. That blood has been shed for you. Very, very important. Last one here, and now I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go into what God has given me. Revelations. I know a lot of people scared of the book of Revelation, especially right now. For this is when John was getting all these dreams and God was giving him these things and he was writing them down. And it says, Revelations 7, 13 through 17. And I'm going to pull all this back together. For those who follow me, you know this is what we do. We lay this foundation first, this beautiful foundation, to be able to come back and tie all these things together. So it's important that you take a note of those scriptures. And he says this: "And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes?" He's asking a question. "And whence came they?" Where did they come from? Mm-hmm. And he says this: "And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said unto me, these are they which came out of great tribulation." Oh, some would say we in great tribulation right now. Some would say there's tribulation still to come. You know, I was reading this morning or early last night that, you know, they said the locusts in Africa have gone wild. And since they've gone wild, they've eaten up all of the plants. And we know that the plants help sustain the earth. Oh, I'm not going to get into that this morning. But great tribulation. And have washed their robes. Listen, they washed their robes. That means it's something that you have to do. There's some work involved for you. The Bible tells us clearly that faith without works is dead. And made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, Peter, you're going to ask this morning, say, how can blood, which we know is to be scarlet, it's to be red, how can something that's so detrimental, if you drop red on something that's white, it's almost seemed to be impossible to get it out by you and I standards. It's almost impossible to remove those things and those pieces and colors in that blood. But he said it'd be white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God and serve him day and night and in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. Verse 16, he said, and they shall hunger no more. Oh, yeah. Neither thirst anymore. Neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb, which is the midst of the throne, he shall feed them. Mm-hmm. I don't have anything to worry if you're amongst those who've been whitewashed of the blood. He said, they shall feed them. Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about tomorrow, y'all, because he said he shall feed them. That means, but you got to be part of that group. And he shall lead them into the fountains of waters. I don't have to thirst. I ain't got to worry about water. He's going to lead me to the fountains of waters. And what is he said? And God shall wipe away all, not some, not a little bit. We used to say, and Isaiah said that, weeping endure for a night. Yeah, I believe that was Isaiah. If not, forgive me. But weeping may endure for a night, but we often say that what? Joy comes in the morning. He said, he shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. I'm here to tell you this morning, he's here to wipe away all tears from your eyes. Lord, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come to you this morning. Lord, we just want to say we thank you. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, this morning, Lord Jesus, as, Lord, we go into this message on this day, Lord. I ask, Lord Jesus, that Lord, your people, Lord Jesus, that they come, Lord Jesus, and that they might have life and that they might have life more abundantly, Lord Jesus. Lord, we ask that you just watch over and you just keep them on today, oh God. Keep them, oh God, Lord Jesus. Hold them in the palm of thy hand, oh God. Lord, we ask that you love them, Lord Jesus. Lord, we ask that you love them, oh God. Lord, you ask that you keep them, Lord Jesus. Lord, we ask that you hold them, Lord Jesus. Lord, let them, Lord Jesus, Lord, know that, Lord Jesus, that all power is in your hands, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, and we love you with all our heart, mind, body, soul, and spirit, to know that there is none like you in all of the land. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I told you all that I'm doing two or three different things here in platforms, you know, people sending messages and stuff. But I want to talk to you this morning a little bit from the message, blood transfusion. How many of you know there's a blood transfusion? A blood transfusion. Everybody let that sink in for a moment. A blood transfusion. All right, so as I start to go ahead and advance my slides, let's talk about a blood a little bit. See, before you get deep into anything, I'm one of these ones because I'm a creature by nature. I'm only can be who I'm called to be. You know, this is what Peter do. Maybe I hoop sometimes. Maybe I can't sing. I don't dance very well. But nonetheless, all I can be is who God has called me to be. And I'm one of these ones that I believe that God has given me instruction to instruct God's people. That sometimes, you know, we have things and these things are before us. And sometimes the people of God, you know, we just don't listen. And I remember in the days of old, my history books tell me that for most people, especially those of African-American descent, the things that they learned, the things that they took to heart were things that they learned in the church. If we go back and we look at some of our our higher ed institutions, those higher ed institutions came about. Why? Because of what?
that the church and the things that they were taught in the church, and then the church became colleges and they became schools and they became places of learning. Not only did they worship, but they also learned about health, and they also learned about different things that was there for them to, and to go forth and to be well and to be prosperous. So I want to remind you today, what is the blood? What does our world tell us the blood is? What do we know about the blood scientifically? I'm glad that you asked. The blood, what? The blood flows in everyone and everybody. Without the blood, you do not have life. Mm-hmm. Without the blood, you do not have life. That blood is the number one sustaining thing of life. You know, we found out that people can be what? Brain dead, and they can still be alive. Oh, come on, somebody. That somebody, what? Their heart can stop, and they have artificial hearts. Oh, yeah. Now, look, now we find out that they had this thing even calling iron lung, that somebody could lose a lung. They could lose functions with their lung. And yet we have, as men, have come to the point that we can design what we call iron lungs. And now somebody can still live off of a iron lung. But I've yet to find out, I've yet to see, and I've yet to have heard about anybody who has been able to live without the blood. I've yet to find anybody who could be sustained without the blood. Well, much is the same thing for you and I today, brothers and sisters, that you and I cannot be sustained without the blood, in particular the blood of Jesus Christ. You just don't want any old kind of blood, for there are all kinds of bloods out there. There's some tainted blood, and there's bloods of different type, and there's diseased blood, and there's bad blood, and there's dirty blood, and all kinds of bloods are out there. But you and I, we want a blood that sustains. We want a blood that saves. We want a blood that cures all manners of disease. We want a blood that can what? Wash us as white as snow. Oh, come on, somebody. Are y'all with me this morning? If you're with me, you know, those out there, just go ahead and if you're on Facebook or something like that, just put in there, say, I'm with you, Pastor, this morning. Those who are there on the Zoom, that you can just hit one of those emoji icons or whatever the case may be and say, hey, Pastor, we with you this morning. Let's talk about the components of blood. Well, we know that blood contains four major components this morning. And it has what? These four components are very important and very essential to the understanding of the scripture. It's very important to understanding how the scripture has laid some things out. Because as I look and I'm trying to figure out and I'm trying to understand how was certain things able to happen, I'm trying to understand why things work the way that they work. And God has given us the ability to go in and look at things. And he's given us the ability to go in and examine things. And he's given us the ability, what? He's given us wisdom to look at these things that we have to understand. I know what, for me, that science does nothing but confirm how great a God that we serve. Science does nothing for me but confirm how wonderful he is. Science does nothing but confirm. It does not take away, but it just confirms the power of God. So here we find out that we have what, four parts of that. And part number one, we find to be plasma. Plasma to be what? Water. And water in it, and it's part of your blood that it's the clotting part of your blood. That if you did not have plasma, you would certainly bleed to death. Oh, yeah. So if you did not have plasma, you would bleed to death. It's the part of your blood that allows that when you start bleeding, that you just don't bleed out. Do you not know God has already prepared your body? He's already prepared that this life in the blood, because in your blood, not only does it give life, but it sustains life by what? Not allowing you to bleed to death. See, some of us, you know, we find ourselves in a place that we get in places and things and circumstances that there may be a little trauma that's happened, but it's that plasma that's already in the blood. It's already there. There's what? There's there to control it. Oh, come on, somebody. Then we have the platelets. The platelets also are there. The platelets are there to help what? To help the clotting, and it's also there to what? Pull those things together that we find them to have shape, and along with the plasma, then what? It's walking in, it's flowing in the plasma, because the plasma gives that volume and helps also in that. So these things work together. Mm-hmm. Do you not know that your blood works together with your body? That the blood is essential for your body to operate the way that it works. All right, what I'm doing here is I'm trying to make a case for your blood transfusion. So now we find with the white blood cells, in the Bible it tells us that what? That he will what? With the blood of Jesus, that we shall be what? Washed whiter than snow. I don't know about you, but when I see snowfall as a little boy, when I see snowfall as an adult,
that whiteness of snow is just so pure. It's so clean. It just looks so good. And it's so, you know, that I want to partake of it. And what I'm reminded is that it's the white blood cells that's in our blood. Oh, come on. This is revelation for somebody that fights infection. See, when sin comes into our bodies, when we allow sin to come in, that what? There is an infection that's going on. There is an infection and we become white like snow when we're washed with the blood of the Lamb. And when we're washed by that blood, it's that blood that looks red, that blood that is red, but it's the whiteness of that blood that comes in and it cleanses out that sin, that disease. Because the Bible says it like this, that what that no sin shall tarry in his sight. So this is why you need the blood, and it's not in particular that part of the blood, but it's the white blood cells that's in the blood that wash away the sins of the world, that washes away the sins that you and I have. So therefore, we present ourselves to him white as snow. Oh, come on, somebody. We read in Revelation 7 today that he said that their robes were washed in the blood. They were washed in the blood. So if they were washed in the blood we know to be red. What happens here is that what? The white blood cells take over and it washes out the infection of sin. Are y'all following me this morning? That sin is being removed by the what? The white blood cells that are in the blood. The blood is life sustaining. Then we have the red blood cells, which gives us what carries our oxygen to our tissues. It allows us to move and allows us to walk and allows us to run and allows us to move and do all the things we have. All these things and these components together make up the blood. Are y'all still with me this morning? So now let's talk about a fact sheet here a little bit. Let's talk about some facts. I'm not dealing in what I know, but I'm dealing in, just what I've heard, but let's talk about what I know. We know that the body itself carries 5 to 6 liters of blood. In your body, you carry 5 to 6 liters of blood. Every 90 days, they tell us that a person can donate a pint of blood. Every 90 days, 3 months, that you can donate a pint of blood. Now, the body recovers the blood very quickly. How many of you know that the body recovers? That you and I were actually built to live for forever, but it was sin that came into our lives and destroyed that fact. It was sin that came into our bodies. You and I was what? We was born into sin. We were born into sin because of what? First man Adam. That his fault in the garden, his failure in the garden, born us into sin. So now we're born into sin. So there's something wrong with our blood. That we already have sin in our blood. And now we know that the blood recovers. And see, the blood, the Bible, I mean, here we find that the blood recovers. The blood, the plasma is within 24 to 48 hours. And the red blood cell takes about 3 weeks. And watch this, the platelets and the white blood cells within minutes. Why is that important? Because it's the white blood cells that fight off the infection. I submit to you today, brothers and sisters, it's that white blood cells in his red blood that keeps us holy. So when I slip and when I fall, you know, and I'm a man, I'm subject to fall. I'm subject to error. I make mistakes. I'm going to probably make some today. But because of his blood that covers the multitude of sin, then I'm able to call on that blood. And within what? Minutes, within seconds, then his blood and his grace and his mercy just what? Comes over me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Are y'all following me this morning? Is this good? Am I breaking this down for you? You know, I told you I'm a teacher. I can't help it. So let's talk about some of you been some blood loss. We need to lose some blood because we find that our blood is tainted. We got some things going on in our blood. We got some things that we've been struggling with. We got some things that we've been fighting. We got some things that we find ourselves in that we don't know how to get out of. Blood loss. So each year, approximately 60,000 Americans die from blood loss. Just blood loss alone. This is just meaning that they got there. The trauma was so great. The whatever happened to them was so hard and so tragic that what they just bled out. Do you not know that massive blood loss is the leading cause of preventable trauma? Do you not know that you without the blood would not be here? You without the blood, it's magic. It's going to be massive loss. This is why what we got to consider some things. Well, if my blood is tainted, Brother Peter, and I got these issues going on, how do I get to this next level? How do I go here? I'm glad you asked. That what? We find out what? That patients who require a massive blood transfusion have a mortality rate of greater than 30%. So if you can get that blood, if you can get transition, there's hope for you. I'm here to tell you today, I want to talk to you about blood transfusion. I want to talk about you transferring the blood of Jesus into your life. Oh, come on, somebody. I want to talk about what are some of those things that we have some diseases in our blood that we call sin, that some of us have had some accidents. We fall into sin and we fall into temptation and we've gotten ourselves into diverse things and things we shouldn't. Some of us have experienced some trauma in our lives and we find ourselves that family members done some things that people have said some things that they probably shouldn't have said. And I've done some things I shouldn't have done. And I've gone some places I probably shouldn't have gone. And then I find myself there in some eternal bleeders that I beat myself up, that I walk in unforgiveness, that I walk in places that, you know, I can't forgive myself because of things I've done and places I've gone and people I've mistreated. But God has forgiven me. But I continually stab myself. I continually cut myself. I continually badger myself. I continually walk down in with depression. And I walk down and downtroddenness, and I walk down in these spaces and not knowing that what there's a blood transfusion that needs to occur in my life, because I'm an internal bleeder. I don't tell people what I'm feeling. I don't tell people what I'm going through. I don't tell them that. They just see me and I'm like Eeyore. I'm just walking around, woe is me, and woe is me, and I'm going through this and I'm going through that, and I'm just holding it all inside till something explodes. And when it explodes, it's too late then, and people see me what I've been dealing with on the inside. Now I'm an eternal bleeder, and now I'm dying, and I'm dying before folk, and folk don't understand it. Realize that what I'm just an eternal bleeder that was caused by a trauma because of the accident I have, which brought on by the disease. Oh, come on, somebody. But then I also find that sometimes I catch an infection because I listen to the trauma of other people, that I listen to what others have to say, that they tell me that, you know what, I don't know how I'm going to make it, but I rebuke that devil right now in the name of Jesus, because I'm going to make it. He said that I'm going to have life, and that I'm going to have life more abundantly, that I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. He said, I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor the seed begging for bread. That infection of that blood, that God is going to allow it, that white blood says to come in and wash us white as snow. So when others are coming around and they're complaining, when others find themselves in offense, and when others find themselves in that woe is me moment, that I'm not going to let the infection of that get to me, because it's going to cause some internal bleeding. And if I deal with that bleeding, now I'm walking around in trauma. And now that trauma is going to make me more prone to accidents. And now that I'm having accidents, what I find myself is that now I'm more susceptible to disease. Oh, do y'all see it? It's what? It works right up. Oh, come on, somebody. So then I find myself that what? Now I realize I got a blood disorder, y'all. I just got a blood disorder. And there's something wrong with me. It's not this body, because this body's going to do what this body's going to do. But it's something about the blood. It's that blood. That blood, because now I'm dealing with this blood disorder, which was brought on by my infection, because I listen to people. I listen to what they had to say about me. Even I know they won't, it wasn't true. I listen how they treated others. I listen to all this stuff, and I find myself stuck here. And it caused eternal bleeding, because now I'm starting to think that I'm not good enough. No, I'm not playing on a machine. I'm not good enough. I started to believe the rumors that, you know, that I can't make it. Then I start to self-sabotage with trauma. And now that trauma, I'm susceptible to accidents. So when something do come along, I get myself in an accident. Then I don't recover. And now I'm susceptible to disease. And now disease is going to take me out. So can I submit to you that you are what a candidate for a blood transfusion. A blood transfusion that what? His blood for your blood. Oh, come on, somebody. Oh, y'all with me. If you with me out there, let me hear you say amen. Say amen wherever you are. I have you touch your neighbor, roll around the bed wherever you are, and tell them that what?
I am in need of a blood transfusion. Come on, somebody. Why am I in need, Pastor? I'm glad you asked, because I was born into sin. Yeah, David said, in iniquity was I conceived. And the Bible tells us that we are what the first man Adam, and since the first man Adam is born into sin, then sin is in me and it was in you. So now I need a savior. And that savior was Jesus Christ, who gave his life. And the reason he qualifies. But what about the process, Peter? I'm glad you asked. Because see, you can't just get blood from any and everybody. You cannot just get blood from any and everybody. Everybody's blood doesn't qualify. Woo! Come on, y'all got me working here this morning. Oh, I just want to get up and I want to run around this room. That what? Everybody's blood didn't qualify. What's the donation process? I'm glad you asked. See, there's a photo identification. Why? Because I want to know who you are. That's why the Bible said what? Try the spirit and see if it be of God. Some of you need to start trying these spirits around you, because they're not there for your good. Some of them are just there for what they can get. Some of them are there for the ride. Some of them are just there for the anointing that God has put on your life and the giftedness, and to think that they're going to prosper and they're going to get something out of it. And if they hang around long enough, they will. Why? The Bible shows us that when the Ark of the Covenant was there in, what is his name? I can't remember the name. But anyway, it was in his house for what? 90 days. And the house was prosperous. People hang out with you because you're blessed. People hang out with you because you're anointed. And now when you get what? The blood is tainted. Then you need a transfer, a transfusion. So identification, identify that spirit. See, sometimes some of us have been first-time donors. What do you mean by first-time donor? They give you a sticker to say when you're first-time donors, they say, well, I need extra attention. Take extra care with me. Baby, if you a new babe in Christ, I'm going to tell you right now, you come to the Safe House Church. There's a reason we're called the Safe House, that this is a safe haven for you, that the church is what a hospital, a spiritual hospital, that we have people coming in sick all the time. But I'm here to tell you today that we are not going to harm you, but we're going to take care of you. We're going to love on you. We're going to do what we can. We're going to do what we can to support you. Why? Because you're a first-time donor. Oh, come on, somebody. They got to be cared for. The Bible says growing from milk to meat, that as I get better, I grow from the milk things of God to the meat things. Do you qualify? So then they go and they do this thing that they check your iron levels. What is that? Why is checking your iron levels? That iron is important. That iron is sustaining. We know iron here in the physical is what? Iron is strong. Iron has some properties of strength. How strong are you? How strong are you? And then what we find is the last part is there's a series of questions that the nursing staff is probably going to ask you. They're going to ask you, have you been water baptized in the beautiful name of Jesus? Oh, come on, somebody. I'm apostolic. Y'all didn't think you were going to get away with not get Jesus' name today. Are you been baptized in the beautiful name of Jesus? Have you received the gift of the Holy Ghost? Oh, come on, somebody. Has he spoke with the utterance of tongues? Have you been endured with his power? Has your life changed? Are you a new creature? He said what? That you will be what? A new creature. New creature meaning what? New blood. There's a new blood that comes inside of you. There's a transfer of blood. When you accept that beautiful name of Jesus, when you're being baptized in that, you're being baptized in his blood. There's a transfusion that has been going on, that he's changing your heart. Some of us, it's instantaneously. Some of us, it's a process. And I don't care. Either way, it's all right, baby. That what you stay the road. Why? Because you just don't give all the blood at one time. It trickles out sometime for some people. Some people, it squirts out. You know what? But nonetheless, it's still part of your process. Don't abandon the process this morning. Don't abandon the process that God is still using you. No, you're not perfect. Yeah, you got some things you deal with. Yeah, you got some battles you're fighting. And maybe you might cuss out somebody every now and then. And I'm not saying any of those things are good. But stay the road. Because what you're going to find is just like a baby walking, that they fall a couple of times, but they're going to continue to get up. The Bible said that a just man, the reason he's just is not because he continued to fall, but he continues to get up. I'm here to remind you today that don't let Corona get you down. Get up.
When this is over, I know some say, when this is over, everybody going to be good for a moment, and then they're going to go back to doing what they do. We do not serve God in that kind of fear. I preached on last week that what fear is what a reverence for God. Because if you just serve him because you're scared of him, you know what's going to happen? You're going to quit. You're going to quit as soon as you stop being scared. You're going to quit. So what serving God is what? It's part of that process we're talking about this morning. Part of that process. So let's go on. Let's talk about these bloodlines. So now that you qualify for a blood transfusion, what are those bloodlines? I'm glad you asked. You all, I cannot go through this and give you all of this worldly knowledge without giving you some ties to the biblical knowledge and how all this thing ties together and how all these parts works together. I want you to write these things down. Those who are part of my church, they know we write some stuff down from time to time. Why? Because, you know, I got from Reverend Jamal Bryan, well, he said once that he got from a teacher, said that the shortest pencil is better than the greatest memory. Oh, come on, somebody. Did you catch that? Let me slow it down. That the shortest pencil is greater than the longest memory. So I don't care how long you can remember, if you take that pencil and you write it down, now you got something. I'm giving you some stuff to help you battle next week. Because see, a word like this, a transformational word like this, what, it's going to shake you to your core. That the devil's going to come in, what, he's going to allow his imps to come in. They're going to desire to sift you as wheat. But the Bible said, I pray for you that in the day of testing that your faith is going to fail you not. And how your faith fail you not, that you know the word, that you write the word down. Number one, there's life in the blood. Leviticus 17 and 11 tells us life is in the blood. The blood is essential for life. Without the blood, you cannot have life. I've already proven it to you. I laid down that foundation earlier that nothing, we replaced everything. We got kidneys and iron lungs and brains and hearts that breathe for us. Yet have they ever found a place to replace that blood? That blood. Why that blood? We know that blood have what? Several different types. You got A type, you got B type, and you got O type. And all those different types, they got different things inside of those types. They have antigens, and some of them don't have antigens, and that's why they work. Do you not know O negative is the universal donor? That what everybody can give to that. I mean, the O negative person can give to everybody, but the O negative is the only one who can receive from another O negative. And, you know, I find it interesting, you know, and I think about it, you know, that what Jesus Christ is what? The universal blood donor. You know, me, myself, personally, I'm an O negative. And I think about it sometimes like, Lord, you give to me so I can give to everybody else. Lord, you give to me so I can give to everybody else. But check this part out. Only I can receive from another what? O negative. Oh, come on, somebody. Somebody without any extra. See, what it means to be O negative from what I've understood and studied is that you don't have any extra energy. Your blood is just there. You don't have any of the extra parts. See, some of the other part have this, what they call AHs, I think. And my science people, if I'm killing it, y'all apologize, charge it to my head and not my heart. But they say you have these other things. That's why you like an O positive and an AB positive and all that, because you have these other antigens that's in your blood. But when you're O negative, that means you what? Without the antigen, just pure. Come on, somebody. Let's talk about another. So life is in the blood. Next thing, the blood atones. You have to have the blood. Leviticus 17 and 14 tells us that it's the blood that atones for the soul. If you want your soul saved, you got to have the blood. Why? Because that blood is what? Washing us. That blood is constantly cleaning us. That blood is constantly removing things. As I gave you the fact earlier that what? That blood has white blood cells in it. And those white blood cells what? Continually what? Replace themselves all the time. Why? Because it's getting an infection and now it's eradicating it out of the body. It's getting infection and it's removing it out of the body. Yes, this right here. Yes, the blood atones. It's for you. Luke 22 and 20, he tells us what? That there he's what? With the last supper with the disciples, and he was giving them instructions as he left, saying, look, know that what? This blood that is shed is for you. This blood transfusion is for you. That blood that was shed on Calvary when they stretched him wide and they pierced him in his side and he hung his head and he died, that was for you. That you would have what? The right to the tree of life. It was for you. So when somebody tried to come and tell you today that you said it was for you. Touch your neighbor or touch your spouse. Or if you're not, high five your Casper the Ghost and say, hey, it was for you. Come on, somebody. I'm enjoying this word this morning. I hope that you are and that you're learning something. Not that this is just entertainment, because I'm not an entertainment preacher. I don't sing. I don't do all these other things well, but I know what I do do well. And God has put me in that thing. Oh, come on. All right. Then what? Revelation 7:14 informs us of what? It cleans. They said that what? They were washing it with blood. And as they washed it with blood, it came out what? White as snow. It came out white as snow. Why? Because all the sin was being removed. The Bible tells us that what? No sin should tarry in his sight. This is why we walk around in perpetual repentance. Repentance turning away. I walk around in perpetual forgiveness. I try to what? Constantly forgive. Why? Because I don't know the day or the hour that the man of God shall, what? That the Son of God shall appear. But all I know is I want to be like him and I want to what? Know him as he is. So yes, we go through things. Yes, we go through battles. Yes, things happen to us. Yes, sometimes relatives die prematurely and people get sick and things happen. Yes, all these things happen. But he tells us that man's days are what? Short and yet full of trouble. But what? That even that, what did Job tell him? He said that what? All the days of my life would I serve him. For the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Then we find what? That the blood, it dries. That he tells us in Revelation 7:17, he said that what? He shall what? Wipe away every tear. See, so all those tears that you're shedding now, those who find themselves in a place of desolate, those who find themselves in a place of crying and crying out, that he said that what? When his blood comes, that what? He will wipe away every tear. There'll be every tear wiped away, that we should not hunger, that we should have water, that those rivers of life that should be rolling up inside of us, that he will feed us and we don't have to want or worry about what we're going to get. Why? Because it dries away our tears. And I'm here to remind you today that you all, it's in the blood, for it never loses its power. It's in that blood of Jesus that it never loses its power. It's in that blood that we walk into today. It's in that blood that you should find yourself in today, brothers and sisters, and know that what? God has us, that he has our back, and it's because of that blood that we're able to walk forth. It's because of that blood that we're able to sustain life. It's because of that blood that we're able to, Lord, to go into the highways and the byways and compel them to come. It's because of that blood. It was that life that was in that blood. It was that blood that atoned. It was that blood that was for you and I. It was for that blood that cleanses. It was for that blood that dries away all the tears. It was in the blood. For it never loses its power. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I hope that something has been said on today that make you think about things a little bit differently. I hope there was something said today that causes you to say, God, I don't know you like this. Lord, I don't know you like this. But Lord, I would like to know you. Lord, I would like to know you. Lord, I would like to know you in the fullness of your Godhead. Lord, I would like to know you, Lord Jesus, in the strength of your might. The Lord, I would like to know you like this. I want you to know today, brothers and sisters, if you never hear my voice again, if this is your only time ever hearing me, or this is your first time hearing me, or maybe your last, we don't know. I don't know if this is my last time. It may be my last time. I don't know. But I want you to know this today, that it's the blood that was shed on Calvary is the reason we celebrate today. It's that blood that was shed on Calvary is the reason why I have life today. It was that blood that gives us strength from day to day. That blood that it was shed on Calvary is the reason you and I have the right to the tree of life. I hope something was said today, that somebody's heart was pricked, that somebody might be asking in their home right now, Pastor, what must I do to be saved? And it's very simple. Repent. He said, repent, every one of you, and be baptized here in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And not many days hence, that the Bible tells them that they were filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost. They came in like a mighty rushing wind, and they filled the house where they were sitting in. Repentance simply means that what? A turning away. that things I used to do, I don't do anymore. Things I used to say, I don't say anymore. Places I used to go, I don't go anymore. I ask someone wants to give their life to Christ on today. I ask that you raise your hand wherever you be and say this with me. Lord, Heavenly Father, I come to you in repentance, Lord Jesus, for my sins. Forgive me for my sins, oh God. Those things that I've done wrong that I know I've done wrong, and those things I've done unknowingly. Heal my heart, oh God. Heal me, Lord Jesus. Let me walk into a place, Lord Jesus, that I know your anointing, that I know your power, and that I know your love. And Lord, I ask the Lord Jesus that you fill me right now with the gift of the Holy Ghost. Lord, touch me right now in the name of Jesus. Quicken them right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, when I get first, Lord, to a place, Lord Jesus, that, Lord, you let me reach out and find a Bible-believing church, Lord, to baptize me in the wonderful name of Jesus. So I'm baptized in the name of my teacher. So those who know who do I follow, that I follow Jesus. And I believe, if you believe that right now, that he can come in and he can fill you right now. Oh, he's working on somebody's heart right now. There's somebody right now who needed a blood transfusion. The fusion is happening right now. Come on, saint. It's happening right now. Oh, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. As we get ready for our communion now, those brothers and sisters, I ask that if you already had your communion wafer and cup with you, that you go ahead and you pull it out. Those who are online, and if you have some fruit of the vine, grape juice would be the preference, and a little bread. I don't care what kind of bread you have, because God knows your heart. If you don't have it, this is the first time that you want to do this. I ask that you join us on this morning as we go forth here, and we're going to go into communion. Hallelujah. This is a sacred time in our service. You don't want to go into communion with unrepentance in your heart. This is why I gave the altar call, for you to be able to ask for forgiveness, because you don't want to walk into this with unforgiveness in your heart. Why? Because this is a purity thing. It's a thing of purity in God's love and his power. For the Bible tells us by his stripes that we were healed. We're being past tense, meaning that it's already done. Hallelujah. So those with me, I'm holding up my cup here. I guess you may can see it here. I have a little bit we want to read, and it says this. We do not believe that there was any set time or day to make observation of to serve the Lord's Supper, but Jesus did say in 1 Corinthians 11 and 25, this cup is the new cup in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. It could be every week or every day or every month or once a year. We also believe that it was with the fruit of the vine, this grape juice, not no ferment vine, wine. In the fruit of the vine, we do not feel that it was fermented or in the least bit intoxicating. It does not take strong drink to discern the Lord's body. Jesus did not say, nor is it recorded to use anything other than the fruit of the vine. We know that we can discern the Lord's body with anything which is drinkable, which is not intoxicating. So if you believe that on today, I don't care what you got. You got some bread, you got some water, go before the Lord with us this morning. Hallelujah. The bread. So if you at this point now, I ask that you go ahead and you open. Huh, if I can get this open. Now, typically, you know, in the church Bible, we use the cracker, why? Because it's a bread of what? The unleavened bread. And, we talk about it in the sense that his body was broken for us. So the bread was representation of the body of Christ, which was unleavened before his resurrection. But since that time, it's all right to use leavened bread. We realize that the life is not in the bread or in the cup, but in we ourselves and our hearts, and makes us think how he gave blood for our ransom. So at this time, we ask that we bless this. Oh Lord, and the Father, Lord, we bless this communion, Lord Jesus, we go before you right now. Lord, we ask you that you bless the bread that we hold in our hands. Lord, we ask that you bless, Lord Jesus, the fruit of the vine here, Lord, that we take, Lord Jesus, in remembrance of you, oh God.
And Lord, I thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord, that someone, Lord, you would come to know you in a better way, Lord, to remind us on this day, this what we call Easter Sunday or Resurrection Sunday, oh God. Lord, I ask that you touch them, Lord Jesus, that their life never be the same. Strengthen them and keep them. Hold them in the palm of thy hand like only you can. In Jesus' name, amen. And the Bible says that his body was broke. So I ask that you take that and it's what to resemble the breaking of his body for you and I. And with that, where he gave his life and what a ransom. And with this, we're going to eat. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Now, it brings us to remembrance, I believe, in the first judgment, that taking at the cross, which is past, and also the present time, we judge ourselves before we partake of the broken body and the shed of our blood. Therefore, we find ourselves not worthy to eat and drink of the broken body and the shed of blood. We will not be able to return with him to the judgment seat of Christ to receive the things done by the body, whether it be good or bad. Hallelujah, Jesus. And at this time, now we will take the fruit of the vine, which is representative of his blood. Drink with me. Thank you. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah.
We embrace the new. It's important that you re-embrace those songs that brought
us. So after we have finished with the supper, we believe in singing a hymn and going out of the church. We do believe and insist on absolute silence as we partake of the Lord's Supper, when the with the exception of humming, singing an appropriate song as the bread and cup is served. This helps us to the suffering. So this is what we would do if we was in our typical church environment. But I ask that you observe this song with me, and then we'll get to the point that I'm going to close and let you go. Why don't you meditate on him right now? What he just did. Yes.
Way back on Calvary.
I mean, you know it's the blood.
The blood that gives me strength from day to day. To the highest mountain, oh yes it does, and it flows to the lowest valley. Come on, sing with me.
To serve you in capacity for resurrection service on this morning. The Safe House Church of Greensboro loves you. If you ever get the opportunity to come by and visit with us, we are located at 3113 Cedar Park Road in the beautiful city of Greensboro. We start at 9 a.m. on Sunday mornings, and we'll be more than glad and more than happy to have you. If it's on your heart, and God's laid on your heart, that here we have our offering, where we are able to take our offerings. Oh, is it on the other side? Yes, here on the other side. PayPal.me/ministryaid, or if you cash out, that's just $SafeHouseChurchGSO. You should see our Safe House logo come up. We're just grateful to you on this morning. We're just so grateful to be in the capacity to serve you this morning. I hope that you have a great day, that you have a great week, that you take the things to know that there's a blood transfusion that's needed for you and I. And I ask that God continues to help you and trust him. Trust him, y'all. I'm trusting him. I don't see it all. I don't know it all. But I trust him. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Mm. Yes, Lord. Trust him. Trust him. Mm. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Y'all gonna make me have, y'all gonna make me have church in here today. Hallelujah. 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 But God is just so good to us, y'all. And it's up to us, Lord Jesus, to trust him, 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 to trust him. Just trust him and know that he is more than able to do that which he said that he is going to do. So on this morning, we ask that you, if God is playing on your heart, that you do give something in the offering, that you do give something in the bucket to be able to help us on today. As we go out on this day, I want you to know that God is good. And he's worthy to be praised. Share this message with someone. Share this with somebody else. We didn't even keep you that long. An hour, 18 minutes. Where else can you go and only be an hour, 18 minutes? God bless you all. We love you all. And we praise his name for you. And we ask that you all just continue to take care. And Lord's will, we'll be right back here on next week, serving him in the same capacity, serving him and knowing that he is good. For he is good. For he is good, for it's he that has made us and not we ourselves. So as we sign out on this morning, God bless you all. Love you all. Take care. Bye-bye.